Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Megan Spooner. She has written the first in a trilogy of novels called Skylark. It is young adult fiction, and in reality, Megan, it's fantasy. It's all kinds of things that have sprung from your fertile imagination.
Yeah, it's fantasy. It's got a little bit of dystopian in there, a little bit of steampunk, a little bit of alternate universe. It's got a little bit of everything.
How did this all come to you? Why did you decide to make this genre your first book?
Well, for one thing, I've been reading fantasy and science fiction my whole life, and to me, I can't imagine writing anything else. In terms of the subgenres, the world itself actually came to me before any kind of story or character. And it came after, while I was listening to a piece on NPR about the energy crisis, and I had the rather depressing thought that if humanity had it to do all over again, if we had a new form of energy to use, that we would probably mess it up again. And so my brain went from there to thinking of new kinds of power, new kinds of energy. And most people would go solar, nuclear. My mind goes to magic because I'm a fantasy geek. And from there, this whole world took shape where technology is powered by magic. And once I had the worlds, everything else fell into place.
So we have a little bit of magic. We have technology. We have human frailty. They all collide in Skylark. How does that happen?
Well, it's funny. One of the things that I find most fascinating about this whole process is that your work gets handed around to people who are a lot smarter than you, who are all reading it and giving their thoughts. And so it was actually someone at my publisher who first came up with those three strands woven together, the magic, the technology, and the human frailty. And I just loved it, because it does sum up the book very, very well. Lark lives in this world where magic is the dominant power source for technology. But by its very nature, magic is a difficult thing to capture, to define, to limit. The rulers of Lark's city have tried to turn it into something cold and calculated, and it's similar to what they've done to their people. The whole city operates like clockwork. And so there's this tension between the wildness of the magic and the sort of cold rigidity of the society and their machines. And throughout the story, it's about people failing and people struggling. It's all about weakness, strength, fear, bravery. Lark has to learn to be strong and to be brave because those are qualities that she never needed in her life in the city. And so while it is a story about the frailty of her society, of her companions, of the people who betray her, it's also mostly a story about Lark overcoming her own frailties.
Who is Lark? How did you come up with the character?
Lark, well, as is so often the case with writers, Lark is a reflection of myself. All she wants is to fit in. You know, she's not normal. She's a lot older than the other kids. The other kids have all graduated into adulthood, and she's, for reasons she has no idea of, she's been left behind, and she's been singled out. And as a teenager, all she wants to do is fit in. And I think that readers and writers alike often identify with that character, the character who is the odd one out. And so the reason that I wrote Lark's story is because she is the one person that can save her city. Their power source is dwindling, and they're running out. And when it runs out, the city will be destroyed. And Lark alone has the power to save them, but at huge, monumental cost to herself. So she faces this impossible decision. And when she runs away, she is plagued by guilt. You know, this guilt follows her everywhere, and it's something that she has to deal with when she's trying to find another way.
All right, we've mentioned Skylark is the first of a trilogy. So I'm wondering, can you give us a glimpse, can you give us a hint as to what Lark might be getting into in the future, without, of course, giving too much away?
I was going to say, it's hard to talk about books two and three without spoiling book one, and there are a lot of potential spoilers. There are a lot of twists in this book. That's one of the things that I loved about writing it. And there will be twists in book two and book three as well. But, well, for one thing, in book two, Lark ends up in an entirely new city. that is the complete opposite of the one she came from. The first book, she spends most of her time in the wilderness, you know, learning to survive, learning to deal with the wild magic that's out there. In this next book, the danger and the monsters that she encounters are more subtle. It's a lot more about human nature, about betrayal, about trust. And it's about Lark struggling with her own identity in terms of who and what she's become over the course of the first book.
Once again, the book is called Skylark. It's the first of a trilogy and the first novel written by Megan Spooner. Megan, thank you very much, and congratulations on your first.
Thank you.